Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. We are now joined by Jonathan Sapphire, assistant coach, the University of Florida, men's basketball. If you want to know a little more about Coach Sapphire, just Google Jonathan Sapphire and Ken Pomeroy and begin there. Not many people are in their 20s and writing papers with the godfather of analytics, but Jonathan Sapphire was. He's also been with Todd Golden since Todd Golden arrived at the University of Florida. It's hard to believe that is now headed into year five, which is pretty remarkable. All they've done since is win nearly 100 games in the last 3 years, a national championship, two consecutive one seeds, an SEC championship, an SEC tournament championship, and then they played for another SEC championship. I really feel like year two of the Golden Era is undervalued. And because of the way that the roster keeps working out, they keep pushing the publication date for my book back at the request of my editor. So we'll just leave it at that. Coach Sapphire, man, thanks for joining us.
Awesome, Neil. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, let's say if people, are just tuning, the people that don't tune into Florida Basketball Hour in the summer, they obviously know that you guys are getting back together, working out. But really the building of this roster that's coming back started all the way back in last year. Kind of evaluating, even before any of this retention of Tommy Houck, which I think has been talked about a lot, Alex Kahn and Ruben Ginulu, decisions were made in the backcourt to bring back Boogie Flan, one of the better perimeter defenders in America, to bring back Urban Klavsar, who had just won SEC Sixth Man of the Year. How is the roster kind of the thought process for roster building has become kind of a year-round project? Is that how you all approach it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there with regards to roster building and roster construction being a year-long process, and obviously incredibly fortunate to have the retention component and the return of Tommy Houck turning down becoming a potential NBA lottery pick. Alex Condon, potentially first-round pick. Ruben Ginulu, potentially first-round pick. Those are obviously the three that everyone likes to talk about, and for good reason. They're incredible basketball players. They're going to go down as three of the best players in the history of Florida basketball. However, it's not just a three-man roster, right? We were able to retain Boogie and Irby, and then the young guys, Zay Brown and CJ and Alex Lloyd, and we're obviously really excited about those guys. But like you said, it's a full year-long holistic process, and our work to retain the younger guys was mostly done in mid to late February.
What's the, I think John Calipari said something about you can't really win championships now without administrative commitment. And, obviously these opportunities sort of after the Iowa loss, pretty well documented, there was the opportunity to kind of at least, contemplate that Conan and Tommy and Ruben might come back, but that sort of becomes a reality after the Hawks contact you. But what's the, give people an idea of sort of the administrative commitment piece to that, because it seems like, Florida has kind of embraced as an institution the generational, not only this generational opportunity, but sort of the work that's been done by a lot of people for the last 30 years to make Florida basketball kind of give it staying power as a brand.
Yeah. I mean, the commitment from our administration is second to none. Scott Strickland, Amy Haas, Duke Warner, they do an incredible job. They have our support. We have their support. We have a great working relationship. Michael Seely. They're fully invested in us, in our program, and in our success, and their belief in us to identify the right student athletes and great human beings to spend dollars on, to spend NIL money, to spend top dollar, depending on who it is. And then obviously our donors, Gary Condren, Patrick Zalewski, Hugh Hathcock, just to name a few, the big time guys, right, that help us out. But the Thomas Houck situation was obviously special and historic. But we'd kind of formulated a roster and a budget that didn't include Tommy, because all of our conversations to that point prior to the Iowa loss and everything the agent had said was obviously that he was, you know, this is going to be his last year at Florida. So we kind of worked through a prospective budget and roster iterations and whatnot and conversations with administration. And then, yes, when the Houks and the agent contacted myself and Coach Golden and opened up the idea just to hear what a potential return would look like, we then met with administration and basically an exception to the budget, the situation, the roster, because this is such a historic, decorated player. And they were incredibly supportive and said, yeah, if Tommy wants to come back financially, this is in all aspects, the marketing from it, the historic nature of it, the chance to go down as one of the all-time great Gators. It's just a no-brainer on all levels. And the Houck family and their agent and Tommy obviously all agreed. And the result is Tommy back at Florida for his fourth and final year of college basketball.
It's good that, you know, you kind of talked where you talked about, you use the word family, I guess, which gets thrown around way too much in athletics. It's sort of like the term generational. I mean, there, you know, the buzzwords, but the culture at Florida, to have guys like Alex Conan, to have a guy like Ruben Chinula, who I don't know how many people know, like you guys recruited on the front end, right? And then he goes to Washington State and he comes back. Well, not comes back, but he transfers in, you know, to have these guys sort of buy in and to be able to win retention fights is a cultural thing. And, you know, talk, maybe tell me about, like, you know, what Ty Golden likes to say, like, we want guys who want to be Gators. Like, we're not going to beg people to come to Florida. And to me, like, that's kind of a culture speaks for itself thing. But like, how do you view, you know, like the importance of culture and wanting to play for not just Todd, but for you, for Carlin, for Corey, et cetera?
Yeah, we don't really talk about culture, right? It's kind of just an everyday thing. It's how we go about our business. It's how we run our program. It's just, you know, a result of who we are and how we operate as human beings. But yes, the retention component, players and staff, speaks to the culture and environment that Coach Golden has created. But, you know, at the same time, we just want to position ourselves where our players want to be at Florida, right? Is a lot of programs are running into the issue of there isn't a dollar amount that could keep a certain player in their program still in the program, right? It doesn't matter how much they want offer that player, they want to leave and test the market or see if the grass is greener elsewhere. We have been fortunate in, you know, our initial recruiting process on the front end. We over-index on great humans and honesty. We want guys with great attitudes, great work ethics, and guys who really want to be at Florida. And then we properly preset the expectations so that expectations align with potential outcomes and the processes while they're here at Florida. And then it's incredibly important while they're here and on campus, we love on them. We coach them hard, we hold them accountable, but we do love on them and they have a great it's great to be a Florida great Gator. It's great for they have a great time here, right? They enjoy our program. They enjoy the social aspect of being a Florida Gator. They enjoy the life of being a University of Florida student. And it just becomes a great match. And we've been fortunate that all these guys want to keep playing here at Florida and for Coach Golden and our staff. And then it's kind of the chicken or the egg. You know, all these guys want to return. The staff wants to return. The staff wants to return. The players want to return. You know, it kind of goes hand in hand, but there are not many opportunities where you're going to be able to coach or work with the same group in this era of college basketball 2, 3, 4 years. And I think our staff understands that, is going to enjoy it, is going to appreciate it. And we'll see what happens. Let the chips fall where they may.
The first piece of that was Will Richard. and that kind of came into being, I don't know, in the first week that you guys were on the job, more or less. Like, what was, you know, maybe for the folks that don't know kind of that story, and I don't want to say it was a fire drill to make sure that you could visit Will and convince him that this was right, but what was that recruitment like? Because now, I mean, looking back on it, you know, from not just the defensive plays in the national championship game or the big shots in the first half, it's incredible that that kid got to play kind of his legacy game in the national title game. But, you know, just the importance that he was of, you don't have to use the word culture. You could just watch Will Richard play, right? You know, tell us about recruitment. It's a fun story, so maybe people don't know it.
Yeah, Will was obviously an incredibly instrumental and integral and a key cog, not just in the title team, but I agree with you. Historically, I think that year two team under Coach Golden has become a little underrated because of the Mike injury and then the unfortunate first round loss to Colorado. But that team set the foundation for what was to come each of the next 2 years, obviously the national championship season, and then last year winning the SEC by 3 games and being a one seed. The Will recruitment story, you know, he's a wonderful kid, wonderful young man. And Coach Golden just gotten the job at Florida. He was bringing myself and Coach Hovde. We were working the lines aggressively, trying to identify talent in the portal, all of the above. I was talking to Will pretty consistently, and we had a 2-day, 6-recruit trip across the country with Coach Golden, myself, and Coach Hovde. The rest of the staff hadn't been hired or finalized yet. And our last trip our last stop was to see Will at Belmont in Nashville. And the pilot told us, you know, there's going to be inclement weather and we don't have Wi-Fi in the plane. So it'll be hard to potentially contact Will. So I text him right before we take off saying, hey, bad weather. We need to get out basically like 30 minutes or 45 minutes after we land to make sure we can get home tonight. I'm not going to have service. Can you find a different spot rather than going to your campus 15 or 20 minutes away that's nearby? So we landed and I had a text from Will that said, hey, I found a spot about 2 minutes away. We met Coach Golden, Coach Hovde, and I with Will for about 30 minutes. He was a light bulb, ball of energy, seemed like our type of guy and a guy who really wanted to be a Florida Gator. 9 days later or so, the dead period of the visit, the period opened up where you could have official visits. He came to campus that first day. By that point, Coach Hartman had been hired, and Coach Hartman and the family hit it off on the visit. Obviously, he hit it off with our staff and all of the above and loved what we had to offer and what we were selling. We were just selling a vision and a dream at that point. We were not selling a proof of concept. And the rest is history, and he's obviously a historic Gator and has developed an unbelievable relationship with our staff, the University of Florida, and a really special relationship with Coach Hartman.
You guys just had him back this week after he broke Steph Curry's steal record for a Warriors rookie. So
that's quite a nice stat. Yeah, he's down in the gym. Him and Walt are down in the gym right now working out.
That's awesome. It's pretty impressive to break any Steph Curry record, but to do it defensively kind of says a lot about who Will ended up becoming at Florida.
No doubt, a consummate winning player, glue guy ingredients. Intangibles and obviously ridiculous shot making, just tough as heck.
You guys, like, one, we get these narratives and they develop from things like recruiting rankings, right? You know, did Todd Golden and Jonathan Sapphire build through the portal, right? And when in reality, like Michigan last year is a perfect example of a team that largely built, they had a recruited starter, but they largely built through the portal, built a national champion. You guys have kind of checked a lot of different boxes, international boxes, portal boxes. But, like, looking at this current roster, these are – a lot of the core of the team is high school evaluations and recruited players from you know, players you recruited in high school. Even a guy like Chinyelu, I would put in that box because even though he went to Washington State, it wasn't like you weren't recruiting him prior to that. How much has that – kind of piece of roster building change though, like now, because the markets for like if you paid to go get an Isaiah Brown in the transfer portal, the market rate is so different now than it was 2, 3, 4 years ago, right? How much does that change kind of the way teams approach recruiting and roster building, if at all?
Yeah, I think recruiting and roster building and retention and player evaluations and all of the above are a continual work in progress. I think there's no perfect formula or way to operate. But yes, absolutely. I think the price of positions or values in the portal or throughout in the market has gone up, some disproportionately to others. At the same time, I think there's a value to being at Florida, what we have to offer, our proof of concept, what we can do for a player's career long after their college career ends. And then alternatively, you know, people, because of the success we've had, respect our evaluations and who we recruit and how we go about things. And they know or see if Florida's recruiting somebody, they're probably pretty good, or it's a good person to get in the mix on, or they must be valuable or whatever. So it presents its own challenges. It's a continual work in progress. It's continual adaptations and adjustments. But we try and be a growth mindset, forward thinking, and try and, what's the Wayne Gretzky quote, is skate to where the puck is going, not where it was. So we try and stay on the cutting edge, and Coach Golden is an incredible boss. He's an incredibly forward thinker, and he's I think the best in the game at all of that stuff, the roster building and where things are going.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Obviously, you guys also sort of have been on the, you know, the front end of an analytical revolution in college basketball, really going back to San Francisco. Maybe prior to that, feel free to correct me if y'all were trying some of that stuff at Columbia. But, you know, what – it's pretty easy now for people to kind of look at, like, KenPom win probabilities and – get really nerdy about, like, well, this is probably going to happen in this game, and you know, or one thing I've read, like, Florida defense, assuming something with Denzel Aberdeen, like, Florida profiles as one of the best defensive teams on paper in the last 25 years next season, just from analytical profiles, right? Like, how do you guys actually use those sort of tools to help you win at the margins? Because that's kind of been the consistent thing at Florida under Todd Golden. It's just the ability to gain small advantages at the margins that matter and help you win the SEC by 3 games or help you be one of the best teams in the SEC at the end of the year, last year, and then the year prior to that, year two.
Yeah, the analytical component, I think, really begun with Kyle Smith and Hustle Stats, and then kind of transition into the term nerd ball that he's run with at Washington State and now Stanford. But the analytical component, we try and process over result, right? That's first and foremost. And then just try and win on the margins in everything we do, in every facet of our program. And then it just becomes the backbone of who we are and how we operate on a day-to-day basis. It's not some secret sauce or some special formula. We use it in player evaluations, recruiting, hence why we don't really care about or use national recruiting rankings, player development, how we get our guys better year over year, which I think has been a huge part of our success, scheduling, just in every aspect, obviously, with scouting and in-game management and player tendencies. It's just, we try and be analytical in our thought processes and our approach to optimize our chance for success, understanding that even if we are as optimal and as efficient as possible, basketball is an imperfect game. Mistakes will still be made. We're not going to win every game. No matter how talented our team is or how good we think we are, we're not going to go undefeated. We may lose a game or multiple games we don't expect to lose based on the KenPom expectation. No matter where we are, no matter who we are, things like that happen. It's an imperfect game. And all we're trying to do is optimize our chance for success, process over result, and just find incremental edges on the margins to increase opportunity and likelihood of said success.
since you mentioned process, I'll mention one of my favorite people. Roy Williams said that the ability to stay process focused prevents you from suffering the failures that can occur if you're externally focused. Like if you're worried about what the media says, if you're worried about polls, if you're worried about accolades. Alex Condon to me kind of embodies someone who does not care about that other stuff. Like he is just maybe the toughest player I've ever seen in Florida. I've been watching Florida basketball for a really long time. A guy who right now, like if he were looking at Twitter, if you were looking at preseason, like where's he on first teams? Where's he on second teams? Why is, you know, he's been a preseason All-American. Now he's not. I guess he's not any good anymore. He doesn't seem worried about that. You know, can you, I know you like to talk about Alex Condon. So tell me a little bit about like that initial evaluation and like in your wildest dreams, did you see this kid becoming, you know, a centerpeece of a team that's going to, a group of players that's going to be remembered forever here?
I mean, he certainly surpassed some very high expectations that we had internally. We knew he was undervalued, under-recruited, under-discussed on a national level, and kind of a hidden gem. I don't think anybody could have expected this or would have it be a fair expectation for anybody, even if they're the number one ranked player, to have the kind of careers that Alex, Tommy, and Ruben have had here at Florida. It's remarkable. It's special. It's one of a kind. It's a reason why, per one of your earlier questions, our administration has been so willing to be so supportive, is because they understand this is a generational group of winners and competitors, and arming us with the resources necessary to give us the best chance for success is incredibly important. And yes, as it pertains to Condo, I do believe, I think we internally believe as well, that to your point about where he ranks nationally or first team All-Americans or second team All-Americans or this or that, the pendulum has basically shifted, right? From having all the attention last year, coming into the year after winning the national championship and being the leading scorer, the leading returning scorer on our title team, and a first-team All-American. I think now he had all that attention. Now the pendulum has swung, and he is not getting nearly as much attention. I think he's perfectly okay with that. We're perfectly okay with that. And we also know and understand as a program that between Tommy, Ruben, and Condo, we have three monsters who can win a game or take over a game on any given night. And there's also a real possibility that if we're fortunate enough to have the success that we hope to have and that all three of those guys stay healthy and have the seasons we expect them to have, that they will cut into each other's postseason accolades. That's just the reality and the nature of playing with other great players, is that we hope to win a lot of games and we hope they're decorated with a lot of postseason awards. And those are individual awards for team success. But ultimately, if all three of those guys have the years where we hope they have, their votes may cut into each other.
I only have two more. How do you stay kind of grounded and enjoy kind of the journey when, I mean, there's going to be so, the expectations on this team are going to be unfair and ridiculous. Florida Basketball Hours always use its platform to try to talk people off the ledge, but it's like, there's only so much that like can be done in the kind of era that we're in. You know, this idea that like, it's a failure if this doesn't happen. Like how do you enjoy the journey, you know, amidst all that kind of noise?
I think trying to take it day by day, stay present, enjoy the moment, understand and appreciate the opportunity in each day, each practice, each workout, each trip with this group of guys and the culture and environment we've created and the success we've had, and find joy in the little things, right? And then not caring or reading about what anybody else says. There are only so many times, hopefully this isn't the only time in my life or our coaching careers, that we're going to be the preseason number one or two, probably number one team. It's not about where you start, though. It's about where you finish. So just enjoying that process, working towards a goal. And obviously it's an end goal, but at the same time, we can't skip steps. We have to enjoy each day. We have to try and win each day. And that's work-wise. And then just personally, just having an incredible wife and then a beautiful young daughter allows me to enjoy each day and each moment and you know, provides a really important perspective as we go through this journey. Like you said, there will be ups and downs. We're not going to go undefeated. I hope we do. I'd love to go undefeated, but I don't think any of that is realistic. I think we will lose games, plural. It's part of basketball. Like I said, it's an imperfect game. Our job is to learn from those losses and try and improve upon them, and then just find joy, continue to find joy, and enjoy and embrace the opportunity, the process, and, you know, having these expectations in this roster and trying to manage those expectations is a lot better than the alternative, and that's not being ranked high, right? So we'd rather have the expectation and try to have to match them or surpass them than not be ranked high.
Kevin Hovde told me Todd Golden's the most competitive person that he's ever met, and that is not a cliche. He said that Jonathan Sapphire was the third most competitive person he's ever met. So, like, what is it? Staff retention has been a thing, right?
Obviously, did he put himself second?
Kyle Smith. Staff retention has been a thing, though. Obviously, Hub did a great job at Columbia, but you brought in Dave Klatsky, who kind of fits that want to be a Gator mold, right, that Todd Golden talks about. What is it about Todd that kind of, and it might not be one thing, it's kind of silly to identify like one trait, but what is it about him that makes these guys want to stay? Because Carlin could be a head coach, right, has had opportunities. Corey McRae, if he wants to be a head coach, like, there are people that would hire Corey McRae, right? What is it kind of about Todd that makes it easy to work for him and easy to compete with him every day?
First off, I appreciate those kind words from Hub. Hub, if you're listening, I appreciate it. That's elite company with Coach Golden and Coach Smith, two of the best coaches in college basketball and two of the brightest minds or sharpest minds in the sport. So I appreciate that, and that's rarefied air. So thanks, Hub. But yes, I think as it pertains to Coach Golden and people wanting to be here, like I said earlier, it goes with staff and players. I think he's a magnanimous personality, a fun person to be around, provides and allows for great work-life balance, cares about his family, allows us to be around our family and not just sit in the office to be in the office. We have to obviously be accessible and get work done from anywhere, but it doesn't have to just be in the office. And then just creating an environment that's fun to come to work. We're winning, so that helps. Hope to continue winning. And then the players want to be around him, and us having success has them staying and keeps the staff staying. And then the player stays, so the staff wants to stay, and the staff stays, so the players want to stay. It's a fun cycle that Coach Golden has created, fostered, facilitated, permeated, and cultivated here in Gainesville. And I hope it doesn't slow down anytime soon.
There it is, y'all. Jonathan Sapphire, one of the brightest minds in college basketball, assistant coach, for all intents and purposes, general manager, or co-general manager of the Florida Gators. Thanks, man. Saf, it's always good to catch up with you and appreciate your time this morning.
Neil, thanks for having me. I appreciate it as well. Go Gators, and I hope the football team starts off on a great note here Saturday in the Swamp. It should be an awesome weekend.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.